Shell Oil wrapped up its exploratory drilling season in the Arctic today. As promised, not a drop of oil was spilled in the process, but not a drop was drilled either. Shell only started drilling in early September, which limited the numbers of wells the company was able to complete this season. Spokesman Curtis Smith.
We drilled a top hole at our Burger Prospect in the Chukchi Sea and one at our Savuluk Prospect in the Beaufort Sea.
The two top holes extend only 1,500 feet below the seafloor, stopping well short of the oil reserves that Shell is trying to access. That's because the Department of Interior prohibited the company from drilling deeper without its oil spill containment barge on site. That vessel was under construction for most of the summer and didn't receive final approval from the Coast Guard until mid-October, too late for it to be of use this year. But Smith says the Arctic Challenger is ready for next summer.
So our intention is to literally pick up where we left off. We're actually leaving anchors at both of our prospects. So when the sea ice retreats, hopefully in July of 2013, we can get back on those well sites, make the most of the time that we have, and drill to the objective.
Whether that happens as smoothly as Shell hopes is contingent on a number of things going according to plan. The company faces potential legal battles over proposed revisions to its air quality permits. For this drilling season, the Environmental Protection Agency effectively waived some of the requirements of the permit, but formal revisions are still working their way through the public process. Smith says Shell isn't concerned about the potential for litigation.
We think these permits are very robust. They have withstood the scrutiny of the public, regulators, of course, and even the courts. So we're very confident that we'll be back at work in 2013 with all of the necessary permits.
Shell will also need to show regulators that its oil spill containment dome is fully functional before drilling starts next year. The dome was damaged during testing in Puget Sound in September.
The internal investigation determined that the Arctic Challenger's dome was damaged when it descended too quickly due to a faulty electrical connection. So we're modifying those specific elements of the dome to ensure that it's ready for next year.
In the long term, Smith says the company is looking ahead to 2015 when the company's leases in the Arctic start to expire.
We're in discussions with the Department of Interior about possible extensions to those leases.
For now, the Noble Discoverer drill rig is already on its way south, and the Kulik will be on its way in a few days, headed for Unalaska, where it will remain docked for the winter.